Welcome to Reverse the Post-Op Regain podcast. I'm your host, Soraya Nikwan, a weight loss surgery dietitian, and I am excited that you're here today. This podcast is for anyone struggling with nutrition and weight years after bariatric surgery. You might be feeling confused, overwhelmed, and not quite sure what your body needs after that first year post-op. This is where I can help you. Join me every week where you'll leave supported and motivated to take the next step in your nutrition journey. Thank you for being here with me today. Now let's get started. Hello, hello, and today we are discussing ulcers after bariatric surgery. Now, ulcers are a sore, I guess similar to like a cut opening on your skin that then needs to heal over, so it needs to actually, you know, have new skin and recover and go through that, you know, rehealing phase. However, it's in the lining of your stomach. So as you can imagine, you can't put a Band-Aid on that. You can't cover it to some form and protect it from the intense stomach acid that's there. Remember, the stomach acid is a pH of 1. It is very acidic in the stomach. So that, coupled with a open wound ulcer that is just oozing blood or mucus or whatever it oozes, it is very difficult for it to heal. Now, fortunately, ulcers are quite rare after bariatric surgery. However, there is a risk of it, particularly if you engage in particular activities. What I'm going to be talking to you about today is how to reduce your risk of ulcers and why we do recommend certain lifestyle strategies to ensure that you do not develop an ulcer, because they sound painful. The formation of an ulcer after bariatric surgery is a very complex play between different ways that the body and the stomach actually work after the surgery. So it's a combination of the actual physiological changes of the body after the surgery, but also some external factors, which is what I'll be talking about today. Now, the actual change to the stomach, whether it's a gastric sleeve or a gastric bypass or a Sip-Sadie procedure or duodenal switch, it leads the joints, or where the surgeon has, you know, I guess, cut and then the stomach has healed over, that's more prone to ulceration. Now, we're going to be talking about some of these lifestyle factors that you can minimize your risk of ulcers, but it is important to realize that gastric surgery in general, not just bariatric surgery, will increase the risk of ulcers forming. Prevention is key when it comes to gastric bypass and gastric sleeve stomach ulcers. You do need to follow the surgeon guidelines, as much as they have said, to reduce your risk of developing ulcers in the future. It can happen years post-op. It just because you had your surgery, you know, 3 years ago, doesn't mean you're not at risk for an ulcer. It may be a very low risk, however, a risk nonetheless. So it is really important to be mindful of this, as the ulcer can develop if it's given the right environment to thrive. Now, causes for ulcers are not entirely clear, but they do have lifestyle factors that do increase the risk of an ulcer. Now, it is said that the surgeries themselves may increase the production of acid after the procedure, so meaning that the stomach is already a more acidic environment, which is the case after a gastric sleeve. Before I go into lifestyle, one other point I want to make in terms of the ulcer risk is if you have the presence of H. pylori bacteria in your gut. Now, H. pylori bacteria is present in a lot of people and harmlessly. However, in the right environment, again, this H. pylori bacteria can create a raft of problems such as reflux, ulcers again, and just a generally upset stomach. So it depends on the person, but normally H. pylori is a, you know, relatively common normal bacteria that's in the stomach, but it just needs the right environment to thrive or turn into something like a nasty infection. So be mindful about that if you have had that in the past. In terms of lifestyle, which I know you're keen to get to, it is important to make sure that you are eating well after the surgery. Try to make sure that you are following the recommended bariatric diet after the surgery, because that'll provide you the right balance of protein and fiber to help keep the food moving through the tummy. It is important to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, N-S-A-I-D-S, things like ibuprofen, aspirin. Voltaren in Australia might be a different brand name in America. Colchicine as another example. Anything that's an anti-inflammatory drug can increase the risk of ulcers. Now, this is because it gets absorbed through the stomach, and that would lead to obviously being an open site where acid can go in and develop. So I guess it depends on the frequency and the amount of the anti-inflammatory medications that you're taking, and at higher doses, which would thereby increase the risk that you would develop this ulcer. It would be important to talk to your surgery team about whether you can or should take any anti-inflammatory medications, and if you need to, for whatever reason, how can you take it safely. Medication to be aware of is steroids can affect the stomach, and there may be also others that I'm not aware of because I'm not a pharmacist and I'm not a doctor. I'm just a dietitian that's working through bariatric surgery for the last decade, or almost a decade if you want to be specific about it, 9 years. It is important to realize and recognize that there are medications that can affect the lining of the stomach. The best person to ask would be your doctor, your surgeon, or your pharmacist about potential medications that could be used for the same treatment that won't damage the stomach lining. So that's medications covered. The other reason why people can develop ulcers is because they drink too much alcohol. Now, too much is, I guess, dependent on the different type of person. However, the frequency and the amount of alcohol plays a part here, because alcohol gets absorbed through the stomach, and that increases the acidity as well in the stomach, and it makes it harder for the body to digest overall. So I guess if you're hitting your stomach with lots of alcohol, then that's going to increase the risk of an ulcer formation. I would encourage you to at least avoid alcohol for 6 months post-op. That's the minimum general guidelines. I've seen guidelines up to 12 months. Ultimately, alcohol affects everyone differently after the surgery. There is less alcohol dehydrogenase, the enzyme that breaks down alcohol, because of the smaller stomach size. Alcohol is absorbed faster and more rapidly. One drink is like having three, and it is really just empty calories that we don't really need after the surgery. Now, the occasional drink of alcohol, like a wine at a social function, should be technically okay, but it is important to think about, again, is it the dose and the frequency of it that is increasing the risk of the ulcers? You could also talk to your surgery team about some ways to minimize the risk of damage to the stomach when you are drinking alcohol, but that's something you need to talk to your surgeon about. One of the big risk factors that tend to increase the risk of ulcers that I see commonly in practice is smoking, vaping, or taking marijuana. If you're smoking in any form, any of those forms, that goes through the stomach, and then that damages and weakens the stomach, leading to the formation of an ulcer. It is important to minimize and avoid those products after the surgery, purely because of those ulcerative risks. And I've had surgeons not operate on someone because they didn't quit smoking. The main reason to be aware of why smoking isn't recommended in any form is that it decreases blood flow to the stomach. It also impacts wound healing, which is not what we need immediately postoperatively or long term after the surgery. So it is a very important point to make that you should not smoke at all after the surgery. Yvonne, I just want to touch on caffeine. Caffeine hasn't been shown to increase the risk of ulcers. However, if you have pre-existing reflux or gastritis and your stomach is already quite acidic, it would be best to minimize the intake of caffeine, as it may make your symptoms worse. And lastly, carbonated beverages may increase the feeling of reflux, which may increase the acid in the stomach depending on what type of carbonated beverage you have. No, it's not that it may stretch the stomach permanently. It's more about that distension pushing on the ulcer that may make it worse and may increase your risk of symptoms in the long term. Plus, couple that with maybe an acidic drink in that carbonated beverage, and you might have a recipe for an ulcer. So it is important to be mindful of the carbonated beverages that we do drink, that they're not causing you any harm. It is quite difficult to treat an ulcer, so if we can minimize these lifestyle factors that will increase the risk of you getting an ulcer, that would be ideal. Now, in cases where an ulcer does develop, you might actually feel quite nauseous, or you might have a loss of appetite, abdominal pain, gas, vomiting, and blood, either in the stool, or I've had some people vomit up blood, which sounds nasty, which it is, but as I said, ulcers are not a fun, you know, condition to have. Now, doctors may mainly medically treat it through taking, you know, medications to help decrease the amount of acid that's going onto the ulcer. But as I mentioned at the start of the episode, the stomach lining is quite acidic in the first place. So minimizing any foods that increase the risk of reflux or acid-forming foods such as caffeine, alcohol again, anything too high in fat, anything really acidic such as citrus, capsicum, chili, any foods that will typically increase the risk of reflux would be a good idea to minimize and avoid while you're in the healing stage of an ulcer. It is important to keep eating regular meals and take the medication as prescribed so that you're thereby lining the stomach and reducing the amount of contact with the food to the ulcer. It would be quite a painful experience and I wouldn't hope that you'd experience it. However, if we make these lifestyle adjustments, hopefully we can prevent it from occurring in the first place. So to summarize this episode, the main takeaways I want you to remember are that you can do your best to prevent ulcers, but they still may happen. What we want to do is minimize our intake of excessive alcohol, no smoking or any of those smoking products, trying to make sure that we are eating well, getting enough sleep, minimizing carbonated beverages that may make those symptoms worse. And if we have gastritis or known reflux, minimize any triggering foods so that you're not increasing your risk of ulcers. The other main thing to remember is those medications. So make sure that you are speaking to your pharmacist, your doctor, or your surgeon about suitable medications that can be used as an alternative for those anti-inflammatory purposes so that you're not putting your stomach at risk of an ulcer developing. I hope this was helpful and I really look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you for joining me on Reverse the Post-Op Regain podcast. If you would like to learn more about what I do, head to @TheBariatricCollective on Instagram or Facebook, or visit us online at www.thebariatriccollective.com.au. And reach out if you need support reversing weight regain or anything related to bariatric surgery. I'd love to hear from you. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment to review the show if you found it helpful or share it with a few friends. I look forward to chatting with you next time.